through awarding Mr. Spencer these badges and decorations. We recognize his service and sacrifice as a soldier to his country.
Just a week before Veterans Day, an American hero, John Spencer, was honored at the UNC School of Law.
I'm glad my daughter was here to see me. I'm glad my brother was here to see me. And I am so happy.
This celebration was long overdue. Spencer served in the Army more than 50 years ago and has been living without recognition of his service ever since. The Army gave John Spencer an other than honorable discharge. That barred him from receiving veterans benefits, as well as his rightfully earned Purple Heart. Professor John Brooker directs the UNC Military and Veterans Law Clinic.
Tens of thousands of North Carolinians like Mr. Spencer have been improperly or unfairly ejected from the military family because of their discharge type or characterization.
Isabel Stevens is a former UNC law student and was Spencer's primary attorney. She found that his discharge resulted from false claims of minor misconduct. As a young black man in the service, he faced punishment and verbal attacks from superiors who deemed him lazy.
So with Mr. Spencer, you know, we looked at the fact that there was very prominent racism in the time that he had served.
For vets like Spencer, other than honorable discharge statuses can bar them from housing aid, education assistance, and life-saving medical care.
We attempted to get him into the VA for treatment for his service-connected disabilities. He had three presumptive diseases to his exposure to Agent Orange in Vietnam, and he was literally turned away.
But thanks to her work, the Pentagon upgraded Spencer's discharge. At 73 years old, he finally has the benefits he went without for decades. And at a special ceremony on campus, he received his long-delayed medals.
The Purple Heart, established by General George Washington, is awarded to Private John R. Spencer, Jr. for wounds received in action in the Republic of Vietnam on April 5, 1970.
Spencer's remarks at the ceremony were brief, as he struggled to speak through his tears.
I'm not going to tell you a story about how bad I was treated, but I just want to say, I am very grateful. Got to see this in my lifetime.
John Spencer is once again a part of the military family, with the honor and recognition he deserved so long ago. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jada Williams.